Transmission.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever pertains to you. It's 1930 UTC. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to, let's just call it the Dubious Goals Committee, for lack of a better name. Today's major experiment will be to see if we have enough battery to make it through this entire show. I suspect we can get in and show on what's left of the charge, but you never know. I find myself standing in front of a large patch of grass that is waist high, somewhere in the vicinity of Herrenhaven, and I'm looking for praying mantises. That's right. You knew this was where I was going. So don't be shocked. Don't act surprised. So I'm sitting here looking at all these little leaves. Where's my mantises? Where's my mantis buddies? Oh, what's this down here? Is this a mantis buddy? Oh, I'm casting my own shadow. I can't see. No, that is not a mantis. Okay, so anyway. Having a pretty good day so far today. I woke up not too long ago, a little bit earlier than usual. It's a nice day. It's about 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but it's sunny. So I've got the sun beating down on my back and a cool breeze keeping my knees cold. So that's good. I'm wearing all blue today. I'm not sure how that happened, but it does from time to time. And I hate to be monochromatic, but then again, I don't want anybody to think that I had to change my clothes because I was wearing all of the same color or anything weird like that. And what's this down here? Is this one of my buddies? No, that is just another leaf. I'm wondering if we have reached the end of praying mantis season. Oh, I hope not. But I'm still standing here. When I pulled in, there was, into the parking lot here at Herrenhaven, there was one other person here, one car here. It is not Herrenhaven Girl. And as I pulled into my favorite spot, I noticed that person walking down the path, so. Ooh, windy. So basically, we're going to let this other person walk around back there on the path and clear out all the webs so that we do not have to get any webs in our face. The only downside to this plan is that we might miss spotting some animals because that person might spook the dudes. But that's fine. You know, speaking of dudes, I'm still not finding any of my mantis buddies. So I think I'm going to stop looking. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, if you give up this early, you're never going to find one. Oh, I see a bunch of hoppers back there. And you know, it's just, I don't feel like it's that important for me today. I don't feel that bizarre compulsion I often feel. That requires me to find a praying mantis. So let's just sort of walk out of this little area and go over here towards the Mulhall's property. See if we can't spot the motts that have been hanging out around in here. So I'm walking up this little access driveway and I'm at the gate looking down into the hole. Don't see any motties in the hole, and I don't see any motties out there in their property. Okay. I guess that's fine. I suppose we can just do whatever now. It's a little bit earlier than normal for me. I went to bed a little bit early. There was something great on TV. I can't remember what it was, but I didn't feel like watching it. You know, obviously last night I had to watch my football highlights and all that business. And then as I was going to bed, I turned the channel over to TCM to see what movies were on. And whose face did just popped right up? John Pertwee. If you don't know who John Pertwee is, he is an English actor who played Doctor Who before Tom Baker. So that would have been, you know, before what, 1974? And I think John Pertwee is probably my favorite Doctor. But he was not the main character. There was a few other people in it. Ooh, I see mushrooms. Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee, of course, and John Pertwee. Oh, wow. I see mushrooms. And their shaggy manes. Wow, there's one, two old ones. And there's two fresh ones. My God, these are the first shaggy manes I've seen in, I don't know how long. That's the first ones I've seen this year for sure. And I don't think I saw any last year. So let's go up here and get ourselves a lovely photo. These are shaggy manes, all right. Caprinus, Caprinus. These are the big, big, big Caprinus boys. I'm trying to move some grass out of the way. The sun is right on them, so this is probably going to be a little overexposed. But and the flash even went off. I thought I had it on automatic. No, I do not. Let's try that again. Yeah, these are almost too big to get into my, to get a photo of. Yeah, I can't. I'm in macro mode, so I can't get too far away. There, I took a portrait orientation photo there. These are tall. Their total height is, 8 inches, call it 20 centimeters, maybe a little bit more. And the stalk itself is a little bit more than a centimeter in diameter. The cap is about, 12 centimeters. Hasn't even opened yet. And there are two others that are open and are a day or two old and are inking out already. I have no interest in taking a picture of those, but wow. Shaggy manes. Finally. This is turning out to be a pretty good day so far. What day is today? I had a pretty good day yesterday. And I see puffballs back there. Can't get to them though. What was I talking about? I got games to watch today. Today's Thursday. So I've got Europa League to watch. Europa, I hear something. Somebody's playing in the leaves somewhere. Oh, it's just a birdie. Although I did sleep weird last night. I woke up every hour. Except one stretch was an hour and a half. And I had dreams. I dreamt that I ate a hot dog with macaroni and cheese on it. Which is like, Is that something I would eat? That seems like something I'd want to eat, but something that I probably shouldn't eat just due to all the wheat and all of the cheese. However, I'm seriously thinking about trying it. The problem is you can't go out and buy just one hot dog or one hot dog bun. You have to buy an entire pack, which means you got to eat them all before that bread goes bad. And that's what I don't want to do. I don't want to have hot dogs for every meal for 2 or 3 days running. But, you know, maybe it'll be a small sacrifice to make. I also had a dream that I found fox poop. Yeah, I was walking around, probably here. Yeah, I even dream that I come here. And I dreamt that I found fox poop. Some of the leaves are finally coming off all the trees. Trees are starting to turn yellow here. I'm walking through the cut now, going over to the Mulholtz property. Do-do-do-do-do. To see if I can see any mutties. Again, from a different angle this time. And I don't see any. I hear birds hopping around in the forest next to me. Although, part of the property that I'm looking at is in shade, and so, yeah, there's some spots where it's kind of dark. I don't know. There could be mutties over there if they were staying still. They could be tricky. What the hell? There's lots of noises right here off to my left. It's just birds, but birds, birds, birds. Yeah, so right after this show, of course, we will then be hearing MJT's sound show, genre mix and discussion. And so I will want to hear that. And while I'm listening to that, I will also watch my Europa League games. Yay! I like Europa League. Somebody needs to trim these paths back. It's really getting overgrown in here. And I'm hearing weird sounds over here. Is there somebody running around? Is it a bird? Is it a squirrel? Who's running around back here making all that noise? That's the one good thing about having all the leaves fall off. You can hear dudes moving around. But the downside of that then is dudes can also hear you moving around. So, you know, it all depends on how stealthy you're trying to be at any given time. I'm actually walking out onto the boardwalk and the sun is beating down on me. But it's tolerable because it's cool. Alright, so I'm standing over the water and I see lots of little ripples rippling about. Fishies and frogs. I don't see any ducks or geese. I don't see any snappers. I don't see any turtles. Wait, what's that on that little stick sticking out? Is that a turtle? Halfway out? I don't see any scrats, but I see scrat damage. I see cattails that have been torn up. So there's probably a scratty in here somewhere. Just not showing himself today. Alright, I think I'm going to walk back into the forest here. Yippee-yay. Oh, what else? What else is in the news? Oh, there's footprints all over the boardwalk here. Little dude footprints. I think this is Motty and Scrat footprints. Maybe Snoodler. I don't know. My back is a little tense. Maybe I should have put on my back brace today. I don't know. I can always put it on when I get home. That's always fun. Alright, so where are we here? We are approximately halfway through the show right now. And I just checked my battery meter, and I have no bars. It says I got no battery. Now, in a digital device that has to, you know, be predictive, that can mean any number of things. Namely, or what I've noticed this means in the past with this machine is that I cannot now hit stop and hit record again. It will tell me that the battery is too low. But if I just keep going, I will probably make it. So, we are just gonna let this thing run and we're gonna see what happens. We're gonna see which comes first. We complete the show or we run out of battery. So I'm crossing the land bridge. Looking into the billabong, the duckweed is starting to dissipate. But other than that, there is nothing going on back here. Where's all my dudes? So that's nice. I hear more birds freaking out over here and them jumping around and doing stuff. Birdies. And we're coming up on that puffball log. Oh yes. Oh, these puffballs are getting kind of big and now dudes are starting to take chomps. There's little bite marks in the puffballs from little dudes saying, hey, I wonder if these taste pretty good. Chomp, chomp, chomp. Alright, so let's walk over here into the wall blind. See if there's anything hiding back here in the hiding spot of the billabong. No, there's nothing out here. Doo-doo-doo. I can see ripples in the water from frogs and fishies, but nobody else is back there. No duckies, no muskrats, nobody but us chickens. Okay, so now I'm walking by Turtle Bay. I do not see any turtles. I don't even see any frogs. Normally there's frogs. Oh, I just realized something. Where's that, where's our bleeding slime mold? It's back here. Oh, it's covered up with leaves. Oh, yep, and it's still bleeding again today. Not quite as much. Is it in the sun? Can I get a better picture? Oh yeah, we got lots of little red blood drops all over it. That's pretty cool. Am I still in macro mode? Yes, I will take a picture. It doesn't want it to take a picture. Apparently it's not quite as sunny as I thought. I took a picture anyway. I'm gonna take another one just in case. Yeah. So now I'm choking to death, apparently. And I'm sorry you had to hear that, but I can't press stop. We have to keep rolling. Rolling until we run out of battery. Hello! Alright, so I'm still moving. That hello was to the person that's here. She is now leaving. And I'm about halfway to the big blind. I can hear sounds of geese honking. Thought I heard something moving off to my right, but it could have been anything. Could have been a bird down in the leaves. The path is in this area is now completely covered with leaves. So that's good. Except it makes me walking loud. Ooh, yaga! Here's a big flush of something. This is old, even. This is a couple days. Did I miss these yesterday? How's that possible? What are these? I don't know. There's a log here on the side of the path, and it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, about a dozen large little mushrooms popping out from underneath it and stuff. Oh, cool. But these have been chomped, and looks like some of these guys have been eaten. And maybe we'll just do one of these just to see what we get. Yeah. This is not a... These are not photogenic mushrooms. They do not want to have their picture taken. But I got something interesting out of it. Kind of. I don't know if I'll be posting these. You've already seen the bleeder. And these mushrooms just aren't that interesting. I can't get a good shot of them. So I can hear geese honking away still. Okay. Now I definitely heard something running off to my left about 10 or 15 yards. And probably was a squirrel, but it could also have been our fox. I know our fox has been back recently. And now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was right up here where I had, where I found fox poop in my dream. It's right around here somewhere. I'm not seeing any now, but the light is weird. Between the dappling and my angle, I'm really not looking all that hard. Yeah, I'm terrible. Okay, so we'll walk into the big blind here and see what all this honking is about. Oh yeah, they're honking out here today. There's a bunch of geese here and there and over there. Haven't seen this many geese in here since spring. There's a bunch. And there's a lot of duckies too. Big ducks, mallards. Oh yeah, there's at least a dozen pair of mallards. Wow, so duckerific. And the sun's shining on the duckweed, and it's making it very glary, and I can't see anything else. I'm looking for a big bluey, and I don't see him. All right, now, I need to get out of here. The sun was shining on my face, and I didn't like it. All right, so, what does this mean? Are we done? Should we head out? Are we even still rolling? Yes. We've got about 8 minutes to go. My battery meter still says zero. So, you know, be prepared for bingo battery at any second. It could happen. Did I just walk through some web? I may have. But that's okay. Oh, I forget what games I'm supposed to be watching today, but I'm already looking forward to it. And you know, it seems like I had something else that I was gonna say for today, but now I don't remember what it is. Oh, here's a squirrel running across the path. He's kind of chubby. I must have heard him before. Where did he go? He's in here somewhere. He was pretty chubby. Getting ready for winter. Oh, brother. What day did I say this was? Thursday? Yeah. Okay. Well, what does that mean? That means that, if you remember me talking about it from a previous show, the new Fox version of Rocky Horror is on tonight. And I think it comes on at 7 p.m. my time, which is Central Time. Oh, and I'm scared. 7 p.m.? That is way too early to be starting Rocky Horror. Rocky Horror traditionally starts at midnight. Midnight! There's my bleeding fungus again. I'm gonna just clear away some more of these leaves. That's just too cool. I love bleeding funguses. They look so dramatic. And I suppose it's kind of Halloween-y if you're that type of person. I myself am not really a Halloween guy. I kind of used to be when I was a kid, but weren't we all? And that was back when you could go out trick-or-treating. Around here, kids don't trick-or-treat anymore. You'll get a few, but in the 10 years I've lived in this neighborhood, I've had maybe a total of 5 or 6 trick-or-treaters in all those years. And whenever I see any trick-or-treating actually going down, it's very early, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just wrong. And what's even funnier is, what's even funnier to me is all the trick-or-treat commuters. We do have people in town who, on Halloween, take their kids into other neighborhoods. And my friend Brian lives in one of these neighborhoods. And so basically what you have, you just have these cars pull up, drop a bunch of kids off, and the cars drive to the end of the street. Kids get back in the car, they go to the next block. And the neighborhood that Brian lives in is not particularly affluent. It's not the rich people neighborhood, although it's kind of an old money neighborhood. But it's funny. And that makes me want to go out into West Omaha to see if it happens there too, if kids are being imported for trick-or-treating. My neighborhood is just one of those where it's kind of sketchy. It's not sketchy. It's just it's so middle of the road that it's, you know, nothing special. Previous to this, I've always have lived in very, very sketchy neighborhoods where, you know, there's no way in hell parents are going to let their kids trick or treat. Especially when I lived on Park Avenue. Oh boy. Yes, there's a street in Omaha called Park Avenue, and it is not what it sounds like. It's probably, or at least it was. It was the worst street in town. That's where you'd go if you needed whores. Oh. But, you know, 100 years ago, of course, it was a really nice neighborhood. And right now, it's in the middle of some re-gentrification efforts. Just like, you know, all the other old crappy neighborhoods. All right, well, I'm back to my car. What is this gash in my car? Oh, I must have hit a curb or something. God damn it. Never. Oh, well. So now I'm walking along the front of the building doing a last minute mantis check. And yeah, here's one right here. Sitting on the bricks in front of a plant. He's just hanging out. He's not on the plant. He's just standing next to it, so I'll take a picture of him. It's not very good. I better turn the flash on. Give me some flash action. Yeah, he's just sitting here on the pavers, on the bricks. Do-do-do-do-do. Mantis time. Try to get another one at a different angle here. Da, da, da. Very dramatic with the flash. Alright, I found one. I'm happy. I guess it's time for me to say you've been listening to another episode of the Dubious Mantis Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm here every day at 19:30. So, you know, tune in tomorrow. As for what's coming up next, the sound show, genre mix and discussion. But I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?